air was still that night, crisp and clear, and with 1,000 stars twinkling above. But no moon shone over the desert sands, and so it was dark. And so no one noticed that some of the stars seemed to wink out momentarily, briefly blocked by a moving line of blackness. Alone astride Egredelius, Bryn did not light her sword. Riding her engine of destruction, she glided down quietly toward the mighty fortress, repeatedly checking the leather strap she had secured about the dragon as a makeshift saddle.
Straight and strong!
The dragon folded back his wings and dropped like a gigantic spear toward the dark mound of the fortress. Just before impact, Egredelius swooped back up, opening wide his great leathery wings and landing hard against the side of the fortress. The beast's huge clawed feet dug deep footholds in the soft sandstone, shaking the castle so forcefully that waves rippled across the oasis pond 50 feet away. Bryn lifted her sword and set it ablaze. And her soldiers ringing the fortress saw their mighty leader. Bryn held on tight as the dragon went into a frenzy, his great tail smashing at the walls, his forelegs and great maw tearing at the stone. An arrow came out at him from one nearby slit, bouncing harmlessly off his scaly hide. The dragon responded by putting his mouth against the slit. Resistance from within erupted suddenly, with many arrows coming out, buzzing in the air about Egredelius and Bryn, clipping off the dragon's thick scales to poke and stick against his leathery wings. That only increased the dragon's fury, and he leapt up from the side and dropped back down, shaking the whole of the place, weakening the integrity of the thick walls. His tail continued to smash hard as well. And wherever he saw an opening, the dragon breathed his fire.
The gate! The gate!
The dragon snapped his snake-like neck, sending his maw hard into the soft stone just above the iron gate. With a great heave, Egredelius retracted his head, pulling the slab of iron right through the soft stone, then snapping his head high into the side, launching the great gate of Garu Castle far into the night, a splash into the oasis pond. Egredelius' head snapped down even lower, and he filled the castle entryway with his killing fire. Stubborn Veronese kept up their rain of missiles, which now included great spears hurled from ballistae.
Fly free!
Egredelius continued to thrash, snapping his head into the opening left by the toppled wall, grabbing up one man in his toothy maw.
Fly free!
The dragon spun out and slammed his tail against the weakened wall once more. And then, to Bryn's great relief, Egredelius leapt away, his great wings beating the air to lift them far away in short order. Then Bryn looked back to the battered castle to see the open gate area and the even larger gouge in the wall to the side. Smoke was rising from both openings and from the roof as well, from fires no doubt begun by Egredelius' breath. Now, seeing Bryn's sword held high as she and the dragon flew away, her army began its charge.